WDR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Memphis Police Scorpion Unit, whose members were involved in the brutal beating of Tyree Nichols, has been permanently deactivated. NAACP President and CEO Derek Johnson says, until there's reform aimed at de-escalation, police forces will continue to attempt to control crime unsuccessfully by force, resulting in more deaths.
Even this unit, this special tactical unit, was put in place to slow down crime. It has not slowed down crime.
Five former Memphis officers facing murder charges in Nichols' death. Police are investigating what's now the fourth mass shooting in California in just a week. It happened early Saturday morning just north of Beverly Hills. Police finding three people dead in a car, four others wounded. A drone strike on an Iranian military facility south of Tehran. Iran is blaming Israel, but Israel not commenting on those strikes. Brandon Say, the 26-year-old hero who disarmed a man at a dance hall following last weekend's shooting in Monterey Park, California, honored by the city of Alhambra today with a Medal of Bravery. This is ABC News. Four people are injured, including children, one person dead after gunfire erupted into a crowd in Baltimore. The mass shooting taking place at a busy intersection of the Maryland city Saturday evening. No arrests. The people of Boulder, Colorado have been bowled over by a bear that's not camera shy. The large black bear was snapped by a motion-triggered wildlife camera during some of the city's wildlife research last fall. The pics surfacing now as the bears hibernate for the winter show the bear spending some time eating, lounging, and getting in some selfies in various poses. Christian Nunez is a wildlife ecologist for Boulder's Open Space and Mountains Parks Department and says the bear is a real ham.
And we got, you know, something over about, I think, over 500 photos, and 400 of the photos were the bear sitting in front of the camera.
Yeah, that camera was set up near a deer carcass in a wooded area about 3 miles east of downtown last November, allowing researchers to learn more about local species. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. After decades of losses, the population of rural America is growing again. The Journal of Rural Sociology says one-third of non-metro counties have gained population since the pandemic. Sarah Malott is a data journalist for the Daily Yonder. She says rural counties where recreational activities drive the local economy are growing the fastest.
So people then associate these places with a higher quality of life.
If trends continue, Malott says the population of rural America could grow by 1.3% by 2030.
That's actually 23% higher than the projected urban rate.
Other rural communities have found novel ways to attract people to live and work. Anya Stepien has more on that.
The first decade of the 2000s was not kind to Newton, Iowa. The appliance company Maytag was bought out, and when their headquarters closed, 2,000 jobs went with it. Then the housing bubble burst. When no new building permits were issued in 2011, Bruce Showalter, the housing director for the Newton Housing Development Corporation, knew the town was in trouble.
If you're not building new houses or upgrading your housing stock, then you're dying. So if we didn't do something, the city was going to just deteriorate and continue to lose population.
So Newton created a new housing initiative, which provides a $10,000 cash incentive to anyone building a home worth $190,000, as well as a subscription to the local newspaper and a YMCA membership. In the past 9 years, more than 100 homes have been built, helping grow Newton's economy as well as its population.
Half of those houses have been sold to new people moving to town. So we're actually drawing people to town because of this program.
More than 50 other rural communities offer incentives, from free building lots and cash payments to complimentary dinners and internet credits. I'm Anya Slepian.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage, and I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you, your local Civic Media radio stations, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Speaker Voss, I understand you don't have any children. Does that mean he's been possibly practicing
sex with
contraceptives?
What?
Or is he just less than a man? How do you go through the entire life three wives later and no chitlins?
Shooting blanks?
Perhaps.
Pull and pray.
Doubtful.
Not getting any.
Unlikely.
Unable to perform.
More likely.
Paying for it.
I hate to judge.
We don't judge here. We're the Devil's Advocate.
Listen to the Devil's Advocates live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
The Rick Smith Show. Where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that, stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. You're listening to the fine program of Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. Here in Madison, broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side, Devil Radio 92.7 FM, The Shaw, where Brian's broadcasting from, in Waukesha.
Oh, I'm here, y'all.
How you doing, big guy?
I'm all right. The one day I probably shouldn't be here in the Shaw is the one day I am, even though I'm never here. I'm either home or on the road or something going on. We do the shtick where we don't know what day it is, and sometimes we're joking, and sometimes we're just doing the shtick, but either way, we're having fun with it. This time, it actually caught up to us, and contractor, same time as me, when they need to be here, and drilling. Well, apparently, drilling does not work really well.
With the radio mic turned on.
Oh, the radio mic. I don't ever claim to be an expert. Other than a friend of mine and also a professor said that an expert is someone who has made every conceivable mistake. And I got to tell you, I am well on the way to being an expert in a lot of things. Right now, calendar maintenance, which is funny because I get on other people because of that. But today I have the chickens have come to roost as it.
So if you hear some power tools in the background of Brian's microphone, it's not his toothbrush. It's just a little routine maintenance that we accidentally may have forgotten about. But that's okay.
Daily, you're using power tools. Oh, I'm done anyway.
No power tools, folks. If you want to share a tangent with us here on Dueling Tangents, 844-967-2789. I want to welcome the rest of the state of Wisconsin to the show as well. Wisconsin Rapids, Oshkosh, Green Bay, Amory, and Richland Center. Welcome to the party that is Dueling Tangents here in the 2 o'clock hour. Again, I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. And Brian,
it's true.
We had the State of the State address last night. Governor Tony Evers giving the first State of the State address of his second term. And it seems like not everybody in the state of Wisconsin watched the same speech that you or I may have watched. So
yeah, it's interesting seeing the different takes on things and how people look at how things work. It's really just an interesting situation, I think. But before we even get into that or any details on it, I just want to give a shout out to Evan and Todd and Terry for pulling off a really awesome coverage of the state of the state. Nothing crazy was needed, you know, but you guys really just filled in admirably for, you know, top of the hour, bottom of the hour. And then the summation afterwards was awesome. Terry was joined by a guest and frequent guest of ours, Rep. Francesca Hong,
mm-hmm.
and really, really just brought home what the governor had to say. And I just got to say that the coverage was awesome. Everybody involved was awesome, and great job, Civic Media, once again.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun with the growing network that we have here at Civic Media, and really excited that we were able to offer that coverage and now provide our breakdowns of what it was, because there are some interesting takeaways from last night's speech, Brian, depending on who you ask, because... and we'll get into some of these reactions, but again, if you want to share your reaction to the State of the State address, 844-967-2789, you can call or text that number. But Brian, what was your favorite? You got a takeaway personally from the speech last night, or do you want to dive into some of the reactions?
One of my favorites is from our another recent guest of ours, Alan Robinson, also a local proprietor. He was at the State of the State, and he was live, you know, just putting stuff out there, and on Facebook, he put out there that the governor recognizes that Wisconsin's small business and corporations increased by 49% from 2019 to 2020, and every member of the GOP looks very angry about it.
Yeah,
this is where we're at right now. The people who are supposed to be about growing business and growing
they allege to be about that, yeah.
The pro-business party is angry about the small business growth here in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, Brian, they only like small business growth when Republicans can claim credit for it, but the Republican legislature had zero to do with the Main Street Bounce Back Program instituted by Governor Tony Evers over the last several years to make sure that there was a good ecosystem for these small businesses to return to Main Streets around the state of Wisconsin. And so, yeah, it was very telling that Republican elected officials in the chamber last night during this State of the State speech just sat there and didn't applaud, didn't stand all but for the UW marching band that came in at the end. They sat there upset, almost looking from the state of the state. Wisconsin.
Over and over again, Governor Evers said, I'm looking to work with you. I'm looking to work with you. And they just sat there stone-faced.
Yeah.
What wonderful petty adults they are.
One of the interesting takeaways, it's just the fact that there was no... When Evers took the podium at the start, the Republicans didn't even stand for the governor coming into the room. They were still just sitting there. They didn't applaud...
They crapped on his wife, too. They just didn't do anything... It's just his wife. She's just, hey, I'm better in kindergarten. You know, wonderful time. I really love her.
Did you catch his slip up around that, too, though? Yeah. That was a pretty good
fantastic.
One.
That's fantastic. He said her first bridal dress.
When referencing the small business climate in Fond du Lac, referencing his wife of, I believe, he said 50 years last
50
year?
50 years, I believe, yeah. And got a huge applause.
Yeah.
Not from the Republicans.
No.
Because apparently they don't believe in marriage either. This marriage is between a man and a woman, apparently. So they didn't like that.
They didn't applaud.
I thought that was the kind of marriage that they could get behind. The one that stays together for 50 years. Isn't that what you... silly me. I'm just saying.
I'm mad. I'm petty.
But Governor Evers said Kathy Evers' first wedding dress, referencing 50 years ago when she was there in Fond du Lac receiving that, and then he caught himself, Brian. He was kind of like, wait, what am I talking about? Hopefully not first, because it was the only one. But that was pretty funny, I thought.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious, and it was a nice. It was cool to see him be human about it.
Yeah, it was a very human moment.
Because, again, it wasn't anything like, you know, he didn't slip up and say anything dirty. This time we didn't have to bleep him out. Congratulations, Profane Tony. He got a nickname, Profane Tony Evers, for a while because this guy, who you would not assume would be profane, is at the last couple of State of the State, said said a couple profane things. This time he did not.
Yeah, this time he did not. One of the also things that he did not say, I don't think I caught a single Poco reference. I was listening for it, but Todd Alba and I had a little bet, over-under line being 2.5. Todd took the over, I took the under, so I think I won that bet, but I got to follow up with Todd. We may have to, you know, search the entire transcript of the speech just to be certain, but I think I'm on safe, solid ground that bet was won by myself, because I don't think the governor referenced Poca once.
I got to tell you a quick riff on Poca. I went to Roku and I watched the first 5 minutes of the Weird Al Weird documentary,
mm-hmm.
Or show or biopic or whatever you want to call it, with Daniel Radcliffe. I watched the first 5 minutes of it because that's all Amy would let me watch. but I can tell you that I will highly recommend it, because the first 5 minutes explains just how hot a Poca player is and how close to the devil it is. So Evers is on the edge there. And in that frame, I think it's fantastic. but yeah, Tony Evers talked about his how small businesses grew.
Yeah.
One of the things I used to rail upon all the time when I had my own radio show solo for a while, and when I was with Daryl Ingram for two different slots on a previous radio station, same conglomerate type of thing, when we were a small conglomerate. Just a tiny, small conglomerate.
Are you pining for days before me? Is that what you're doing
now? I'm just telling you that I've been consistently, I used to completely complain about the poor rating of Wisconsin small entrepreneurship. Wisconsin entrepreneurship was dead last for years. And small business growth was not good, especially under Scott Walker. And then they threw all the money, all the chips into one basket, into Foxconn. We'll not get into that because we don't have enough time before break. But Governor Evers did some of the, like, he's not allowed to really do anything in his capacity as governor because of the lame duck session that the Republicans handed to him. Petty Republicans. But what he could do is direct federal aid funds into investing in small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happened? Actual measurable results. And he listed off those exact measurable results of what you do when you invest in small businesses. And Republicans, their response completely ignored the fact that the economy grew and of all federal funds.
Oh no, Brian, we're only in good fiscal shape because Republicans, with their austerity and their tough budgets over recent years,
by not showing up basically the entire time that happened. So by them not showing up and Governor Evers investing money into small businesses, guess what? Our economy recovered. Oh, also our schools are now in the top 10 again. And
we have a surplus that is historic. The rainy day fund has never had more money in it. Yeah,
all right. When you want to take the opportunity to go and do nothing, and then someone steps in to fill the void with leadership and then makes decisions that work, you really shouldn't complain about it, but apparently they do anyway. We'll get back to that, their responses in just a little bit. And we'll also talk about mental health services, because Governor Evers wants to throw a bunch of money at that, too.
Well,
my goodness.
He's declaring 2023 the year of mental health, and I think that's a pretty good designation to try to find common ground on, if we're going to find any, because, boy, does it need to be addressed. Folks,
give us your calls, 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Luke.
Oh, yeah.
I got that right today.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostovsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets Law and Order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostovsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostovsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day. Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 1 above tonight under overcast skies with a few flurries possible at times. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 5 above tomorrow, partly cloudy. Lows dip down to about 7 below tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Low teens, Tuesday, upper teens, Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 17.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. You're listening to the show across Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app wherever fine apps are downloaded. You can take us with you on the go. You can jump from station to station within our network. Hear excellent programming from As Goes Wisconsin to Up North News Radio to the Todd Alba Show and the Devil's Advocates. Again, you can find that app wherever apps are downloaded in the Apple or Google Play stores. Take us with you on the go. And Brian, it is an interesting dynamic. We're discussing the State of the State address that was given by Governor Tony Evers last night in the Madison Capitol, in the Wisconsin Capitol, excuse me. And it almost seemed like we weren't watching the same speech as some others. And before we get into all the reactions, let's discuss why Evers wants so much more for a large core of the speech. Mental health, what he talked about in great detail yesterday.
Well, mental health services are an issue right now. I don't know if you or anybody you know has tried to go and get a referral from to speak to a licensed therapist in person or through the gigantic Aurora system. You'd think Aurora is pretty big, right?
Yeah,
Aurora's yeah. A pretty darn big, spans a couple states. All right, cool. The wait list is 6 months, even with a referral.
That's a really long time to wait for mental health services.
And that's through normal channels without any emergency situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's like, you know, you probably need to talk to somebody. But yeah, that's why things like BetterHelp are coming out there, that you have online services now, the privatization of it, basically. And some of those, I tried that myself. It did not work for me. I had a very uniquely interesting situation. I talked to you about that. Mm-hmm. But my point is that a lot of people are into it. A lot of people are seeking it. And a lot of people feel like they need it. I don't know why. Maybe it's because of this giant pandemic we had and everybody experienced some sort of, I don't know, collective trauma from the entire thing. And also, everybody was forced to reassess their entire lives all in one situation because of, I don't know, there could be death lurking around the corner because someone breathes on you wrong. Anyway, on top of that, I'm looking here, if you're looking for data.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this article from WPR.
Wisconsin Public
Call
Radio.
Call volume has skyrocketed since Wisconsin launched simplified 988 crisis hotline. If you didn't know, suicide hotline is much easier now, 988. Now, if you're wondering who put this out here, it was Donald Trump. He signed the bill into law about 2 years beforehand.
A lot of legwork on that project, though, to get to get there by one Wisconsin U.S. Senator, Tammy Baldwin, as well.
Absolutely. She introduced it into the Senate. She introduced the bill. She shepherded the bill. She worked on it. She made it work. The whole reason why it got onto Donald Trump's desk with bipartisan support was because of Tammy Baldwin. Now, this is Democrat basically diametrically opposed to what Donald Trump is doing, but also took something that she could work with him on and got stuff done. And we wonder why is Tammy Baldwin continually getting reelected in landslides over and over? She gets things done, despite who is in office. No matter who she has to work with, the bills and the things that she's doing matter more. And by the way, this also ties in with what Governor Evers is trying to do, help with mental health. Because the numbers are way up on 988.
Yeah, way up as in the period of from August to December of 2022, for example, as after this launched in July, that same period of time saw a 66% jump in call volume compared to the same amount of time in 2021. So people are using this service now, Brian, that it is there, and it is something that we need to continue to invest in, but we also need to invest in other aspects of how we can, as a state, deliver mental health services to constituents. And declaring 2023 the year of mental health and working to identify that area specifically, because as you've already pointed out, we've seen bipartisan support on this issue. It was signed into law by former President Donald Trump. It was advocated and really shepherded through Congress by Democratic Senator, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. And so that we can have bipartisan solutions to these problems that we face if there is agreement and if both sides come to the table in good faith to deliver for Wisconsinites in this regard.
Yeah, I don't understand why this is something that's hard. It's like, why can't you get, I don't know, health benefits for veterans? It must be the easiest sell on the entire planet. They're smeared all over the world there. Every time there's a flag, you better stand up with your hand over your heart or people in Wisconsin will look at you weird. Oh my goodness, there is a cult going on with the flag and you better go and respect it. But somehow, some way, we don't have the will to go and take care of health care for our veterans correctly. I don't know what it is. Okay, here's the thing. Maybe we're not considering the other side of the aisle as much. Maybe we'll see. Let's consider. But let's come back and let's consider what the other side of the aisle has to say about mental health and you know, funding things like, I don't know, schools, and taking care of small businesses and, you know, continuing the economic growth and, you know, finding responsible ways to take care of local communities so that local communities have control over the funding of their police and fire and EMTs and things like that. Let's see the reaction to those type of things, and maybe we'll understand why they're so evil and horrible.
Well, I don't know, because again, it gets back to, were we all watching the same speech, Brian? Because some of those reactions that we're going to dive into next, I question whether or not they just had those talking points and the press releases ready to go, regardless of what the governor said, because most of them just ignore what was actually in the speech last night and attacked the governor, regardless of what he actually had to say. And if you want to talk about good faith and bipartisan efforts, you have to be listening to each other. And some of these statements seem to indicate Republicans aren't listening. Elected officials in the Republican Party aren't listening. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, he's Brian. We're going to continue when we get back.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Memphis Police Scorpion Unit, whose members were involved in the brutal beating of Tyree Nichols, has been permanently deactivated. NAACP President and CEO Derek Johnson says, until there is reform aimed at de-escalation, police forces will continue to attempt to control crime unsuccessfully by force, resulting in more deaths.
Even this unit, this special tactical unit, was put in place to slow down crime. It has not slowed down crime.
Five former Memphis officers facing murder charges in Nichols' death. Police are investigating what's now the fourth mass shooting in California in just a week. It happened early Saturday morning just north of Beverly Hills. Police finding three people dead in a car, four others wounded. A drone strike on an Iranian military facility south of Tehran. Iran is blaming Israel, but Israel not commenting on those strikes. Brandon Say, the 26-year-old hero who disarmed a man at a dance hall following last weekend's shooting in Monterey Park, California, honored by the city of Alhambra today with a Medal of Bravery. This is ABC News.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
My early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But it gave my mom and me more time to plan, together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
They made up their minds and they started packing. They left before the sun came up that day.
Is this a refreshments?
An exit to no. Eternal summer slack.
I know the song, like I could sing this song almost verbatim because it played every second of every day for like a good 5 years, but
I want to say
fastball. A good summer.
Fastball is
fastball. Yeah,
yes. Fastball.
Folks, welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke. He's Brian. We tend to go off on some tangents every now and then. Thank you, Evan.
Music does that to me.
Yeah, hey, it's a trigger. That's for sure.
Did you see the Harley Davidson festival?
Yeah, man. I think I was the first one to text you about it, saying that the Foo Fighters.
Oh no, you weren't.
Oh, it had to have been pretty. I had to have been in the top three to send a message to you about it then.
We're planning on there, folks. There may be a Bigfoot sighting here at the Harley Davidson Festival. There's a Day of Green. There's a Jet of Joan. There's a
Fighter of Fighters. There's a Fighter of Foo.
Fighters of Foo. It's gonna be fun and plenty others. I'm not gonna get into that, but no. Mike.
I plan to be there.
It's
that
coming
weekend.
Back.
I plan to be there.
It's coming back, and things are happening, and venues are getting stronger. A lot of times, I don't know, because of the help of the investment of Governor Evers. But according to their Republican folks, they'd either like to poo on it, or they'd like to take credit for it, even though they did nothing. And I don't know about you, so I math on the radio, that type of thing. Governor Evers last night laid out an A plus B equals C. Hey, I have this money available to me. I invested it in small businesses, and in that time frame, voila,
surplus.
Business grows, surplus, and we're better as an economy.
But Republicans will say, hey, 2 years ago we did some work on a budget and then got some line item vetoes from the governor to make sure the tax cut. They knew they couldn't get away with what they wanted. They wanted to cut taxes to the bone. They did not want to invest the way that in education that Evers wanted to invest in. He made changes to those budgets to improve it, and if they act like they were the lone creators of this economic surplus that we have here, the economic momentum, as Governor Evers referred to it as yesterday, it is foolish. Again, Robin Voss in his response acted like he was the hardest working individual in Wisconsin last year.
Made it past quarter one in 2 years.
He puts his feet up in the first, I think they made it to April. It was the first week of April in 2020. They did make it a couple days into quarter two back in 2020, but they were far from it. If you average it out, yes, they didn't make it to quarter two. But
I'll take the mean.
It was pretty interesting, and you've seen some responses. I've seen some responses. I want to share a couple of these now because
let's do it.
It begs the question, were they watching the same speech, or did they just have these things ready to go to share after the speech just for the heck of it? Because State Senator Patrick Teston, interesting comments out of the state senator. This is what I saw on his social media last night, right as the speech wrapped up, Brian. For the second straight year, Governor Evers exercised his right to remain silent and failed to meaningfully address the issue of violent crime. With MKE seeing a record number of homicides in 22, it's past time for the governor to take this issue seriously. We need meaningful bail reform.
Hey, dumbass. Three times in a row, and I counted because I was listening the entire time home, and he said them back to back to back, so it wasn't, far apart, and I was just dreaming of the three times in a row. He said, I want to be able to invest in local communities with shared revenue plan so that communities can invest in their police, fire, and EMT. Those things are directly related to dealing with the crime situation. Maybe we're conflating it. Maybe we're just jumping to conclusions. Us liberal crazy people. Let's read from Senator Viking or Wongard. I just call him Senator Viking because he's got a gun and he's so super policey. He knows all the stuff. I'm gonna do an impression. I'm assuming this is how he sounds. Not one word of Governor Evers' state address was spent on the top issue facing Wisconsin families, inflation. Not a single solitary word, except for all the economic growth that...
Except talking about rising costs and knowing... Yeah.
This is all the things when he actually talked about. Not a single solitary word. And although he used the words public safety, he had absolutely no game plan addressing the people too scared of crime to leave their homes. None. Actually, he did. It's called mental health services. Because if you're too scared to leave your home because of crime, there's a really good chance that you have some sort of issue that you need to go and have resolved.
Therapy could help take care of it.
No, you're not, and I'm not trying to make fun of those people. It's more just really like if your fear is that you can't leave your house or someone's going to shoot you immediately.
How many Wisconsinites?
It's more of an issue that you might need to deal with. And again, Tony Evers has a plan for that. On both sides, whichever way you want to do it, He's got the investment in police. He's also got the
investment in mental health service. Which, yeah.
Let's read on with Senator Viking here. I do appreciate Evers' newfound interest in mental health, however, and his recognition that his mandatory school closings caused literacy and mental health crisis. Unfortunately, it took him 2 years to notice the damage he inflicted on our school children. Senator, since you didn't make it past quarter one the last 2 years and didn't propose a single thing to help anybody during that situation, what was your... You just let it go, just do nothing. That was your solution. Just let it be.
A pandemic that killed more than 1 million Americans. That is just something, you know, that is Evers' fault that schools were closed. Just, you know, besides the fact that governors around the country, both Democratic governors and Republican governors, were closing down schools at the time because, again, it was a novel coronavirus. It was never seen before. We did not know the extent of the pandemic, and it is always better to err on the side of caution and protect human lives, which I thought Republicans claimed to be the pro-life party, Brian, but they claim that and then say, well, you're all free to die of this pandemic and no mitigation efforts whatsoever.
All I'm saying is, of all the ideas and all the problems that have been brought up and Tony Evers is looking to address, and any complaint that they have against that, they have their solution, on the other hand, is nothing, is doing nothing. And every time you point them down, you pin them down and say, what do you want to do about it? They say, nothing.
They gavel out of session.
We want to do nothing. My point is that any growth or any sort of gain or any sort of economic success that this state has is either from doing nothing or the exact actions that Governor Evers took in investing in these certain situations.
And
I don't know. It could be the action or the nothing. I don't know. I'm just, again,
which one's better at solving problems? I was going to say, which one's better at solving problems? Doing nothing about those problems or acting on those problems?
I'm trying to make it simple for you, folks.
You do a pretty good job of that, Brian. We're boiling this down to, I think, some pretty digestible concepts, and the Republicans are like, no, we can't do anything with that $6.5 billion. If Evers offered to spend I tried to do this exercise while I was watching the speech, Brian. I tried picturing if the speech I was hearing was coming from a Republican, and honestly, it felt like there wasn't that much wiggle room there. It was common sense ideas from a governor of a state that is a purple. We are a purple state. It has been badly gerrymandered. We do not have fair representation in our legislature. But if you go through the thought exercise and say, could I hear this speech be presented to Wisconsinites by a moderate Republican governor? I think it held up because
that could happen like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Before conservatism got replaced with anti-government.
And Tony Evers is advocating for good things in his State of the State address. I think delivering on mental health service, finally addressing PFAS contamination, those are all things that a moderate conservative Republican governor could also try to come to the table here in a purple state. But we don't have that Republican Party here in Wisconsin anymore. And Evers is meeting these individuals in the middle. This is common ground that we should be able to find. And these Republicans are putting their hands over their ears and saying, nah, 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 we can't hear you. You're the worst. You're the worst. And that's all they're doing. Because it is literally, for 4 years, they sat and they hedged their bets on saying, Tony Evers will not be there come 2023. We're gonna do everything we can to make him a one-term governor. We're going to do all the obstruction. We're not going to even hold hearings for his appointees to boards like the Natural Resources Board, to the UW Regents Board of Regents. They acted like government couldn't do anything for 4 years. And now they're here saying, well, if it weren't for us, we wouldn't be in this situation. We wouldn't have a $6.5 billion surplus if it wasn't for good governance by Republicans. Good governance by Republicans?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
They lit more than $1 million on fire with Michael Gable. Their biggest cause over the last 2 years was Michael Gableman going on a wild goose chase to try to find voter fraud that doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. And they lit money on fire, and they put their feet up and didn't legislate for 10 months last year. And now they're acting like, oh, it's a good thing for us that we're here, because we wouldn't be in this area right now if it weren't for us.
Yeah, and if you want to go and compare investments, the last major investment that the Republicans made into the economy while they were in charge was Foxconn. Hold that up against the federal money that Evers directed towards small businesses. Look at the outcomes of the state and which one contributed to those outcomes. Again, I'm trying to simplify it for as many people as possible out here, just how completely obvious this is, that it's A plus B equals C. There's no like secret formula here. There's no like magic thing. If you just spread the seeds out to as many places as possible, there's a really good chance that you'll have more, rather than getting all of the seeds into one place to get the best seed out of that one thing. I don't know. I'm using analogies here, just saying that the action worked.
Yeah. And Brian, if you want to do this little math here on the radio, $6.5 billion surplus. Evers' speech yesterday outlines spending for roughly $1.3 billion. Roughly $1.3 billion to address mental health, shared revenue, and everything else that he outlined in his State of the State speech last night. And so, literally, 1.3 of 6.5 is less than a quarter of the surplus that we currently have. So this isn't talking about new spending, new taxes, anything. This is talking about the surplus that is available. Using less than a quarter of it, we could deliver on the things that Evers outlined last night. Or you could take the Republican version that says, well, we want to
blow through all of it.
We want to blow through all of the surplus by blowing a major hole in state coffers by instituting a flat tax and then covering their tracks for at least the first 2 years, because Wisconsinites wouldn't feel how bad it actually was for 2 years due to the surplus that is available.
I thought you were throwing me a curveball here, but that was pretty much a fastball. Straight down the middle. Because it seems like, I don't know, maybe. I can't oversimplify it anymore. Just Governor Evers has a plan, they don't. That's it. Done. Have a good time.
When you boil it down, that's what it gets to.
It seems like he's the actual fiscal conservative. Whereas the people who would go and blow past the surplus and just give it all away seem to be not the fiscal conservative
people.
Seems
pretty reckless.
I don't know.
Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke. He's Brian. We got one more segment left in the day. Plenty of time for your phone calls. 844-967-2789.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
phones, social media. You've kept up with the times. If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in just 3 minutes, you'll get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A few flurries possible at times. Tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows level off around 2 above. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 5 above. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 8 below. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 17.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, that's Brian. Oh, again, I get that messed up. I'm Brian, that's Luke over there. We are joining you here on the Civic Media Radio Network conglomerate. This station is now the most ultimate power in the universe, and I suggest that all of you use it. Guess what? Tomorrow you can. Tomorrow's the day. Yeah. The million-dollar advertising giveaway. If you are a business, or you or someone you know is a business, I think you can legally be, as a person, a business if... businesses can be people. I think people can be businesses. I'm not sure. It's up to you. You can find out by signing up for the million-dollar advertising giveaway. We're giving away $1 million worth of free advertising, okay? We're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, and we're doing something big to celebrate.
For one day only.
One day only. Tomorrow, Thursday, January 26th.
Yes.
You'll be able to fill out an application for a piece of our giveaway and your chance to work with the Civic Media sales team to create a radio advertising campaign promoting your business across our network for free. Yeah, that's for free. You can just advertise and try it out for a month. It's awesome. The million-dollar advertising giveaway starts at 9 a.m. tomorrow, goes through midnight. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be part of the conversation happening there. People are talking about it already, for sure. They're sharing it all over social media. Some rules still apply. CivicMedia.us/million. Now, the most important part.
The most important part. Tell them what
is that
part.
You have to go and select the name of the show, Dueling Tangents, on the drop-down menu. Now, a lot of other stations, a lot of other shows will go and tell you to go and use theirs. You don't understand. Us specifically, if we don't, they will kill us. They will destroy us, and they will. I leave right out after here really fast to go get my daughter to make sure that the Civic Media people who will kill us if I don't get this advertising giveaway, I just need to make sure that she's safe because of this. Seriously, do this for my daughter. I'm kidding. They're not going to kill me. But the point
I love the guilt angle. Bad things will happen to Luke and Brian if you do not say that Dueling Tangents sent you.
You don't want to know what's going to happen to Luke. That poor guy, he's going to have to continue doing the work he's doing, and that's it. He's just going to have to continue doing the job that he's doing right now, which is like 15 for the rest of his eternity.
Hey, man, we are expanding fast. We are adding members to this excellent Civic Media team. And I'm so thrilled that we are going to be able to demonstrate what we are doing here at Civic Media with this million-dollar advertising giveaway. So if you have not yet signed up for reminders, go to the website, again, civicmedia.us/million. And tomorrow, 9 a.m., that's when the portal opens. Be sure to let the website know. Fill out that drop-down menu. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian is how you found out about the giveaway.
Folks, this place is going to be... we are growing in every way, shape, or form. And by the way, I can make that joke about Luke being stuck there because we have hired people to take over, and it's not morbid anymore. We're expanding. We have bigger capabilities. Last night, we covered the State of the State address on set with somebody in house. No sweat. Totally easy. It was fantastic. We had great coverage. We covered. We're going to be coveraging. Good word. We talk good here at the Civic Media Network. We also invent words, so we're going to be coveraging the election night as well as
We got the State of the Union coming up from Joe Biden.
we got so many things jumping on board here. I'm so excited. I can't even tell you. I literally can't tell you about certain things, but there's certain wonderful things to come. So my point is jump on now.
Yeah. One day only tomorrow.
Actually, tomorrow, 9 a.m. to midnight.
You can sign up for an update right now. You can get the email notification when that portal opens at 9 a.m. if you go sign up right now at the website. But it's going to be a lot of fun. $1 million advertising giveaway taking place one day only tomorrow, Thursday, January 26th, on the Civic Media website. And Brian, do you want to jump to this AP story, or do you want to just read the State Senate Majority Leader's remarks from the speech last night? Where'd you prefer to wander?
Let's go to Lemon Poo. Again, if they don't...
Beaver said LeMahieu yesterday. I felt recognized because I think the governor listens because he was saying my pronunciation of...
Listen, if Senator Viking and Senator Lemon Poo don't want to do the due diligence to be there past quarter one or to maybe come up with any ideas of their own to go and deal with the complaint...
They stole Tim Michaels' flat tax proposal. It wasn't Tim Michaels. My bad. How could I have associated...
They repurposed the same proposals that they
floated,
just get circulated
open
around.
To
That's
it.
Good. But they also didn't bother to write more than three paragraphs, and some of those paragraphs only had one sentence. Really, really in-depth responses here from Lemon Poo, so I can really read it. Oh, I'm sorry. He only wrote two paragraphs. The first paragraph was just this. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu offered up the following comments on Governor Evers' State of the State address. That's one paragraph? Yes. Okay, thank you. Awesome. I get to turn this in tomorrow. Beep, boop, boop. I press buttons. We are pleased to see the governor recognize the fact that Wisconsin is in a great fiscal position due to the responsible budgets that the legislature has put forward that he edited. We also liked the statement that we need to stay prudent and invest taxpayer dollars reasonably. And we like that the governor is taking on our job as fiscal conservatives, since we completely have negated our responsibility or just gave it up. Gave up is another word that we're going to be using at Civic Media here a lot more. Reading on to the third paragraph.
Second paragraph,
that's right. Intro sentence counts, though. I think it got to 150 words. In spite of his claim to remain prudent with our expenditures, that's a word of the day. I may not be able to talk, but he can write expenditures. The governor seems intent to spend people's money to massively expand government. The projected surplus is not a slush fund. And we need to either return those funds to provide tax relief to all of Wisconsin's hardworking families. And by that, he means you guys get like a couple of cents, and then the people that put me in office get like the rest.
I would say these Republican elected officials are acting like tax relief is what everybody's asking for. Literally, $1 billion in ballot referendums last November where citizens went to their polling place and said, yes, please raise my local taxes because I want better services for my kids' schools. I want better services for the EMS in my county, in my city, in my village. I want better services. Make government deliver for me. And these Republicans are like, oh, yeah, we'll cut your taxes. We'll keep cutting those taxes.
You're making it too easy. Again, A plus B equals C. The idea, people don't want their taxes raised. Well, everybody voted to raise their taxes in their own areas. Well, you're wrong. That's the C. That's the C part, is that you're wrong. Oh, wow. I may not be math, but I just know they're wrong. Sounds good, people.
Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents.
On a Wednesday. It is Wednesday.
Yes. I almost corrected you saying, no, it's not. If you missed any portion of this show, go check out the podcast. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, 2 p.m., in the middle of the $1 million advertising giveaway. Be sure to tune in then. We'll talk to you later.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who
got his first job, not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at CivicMedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC.